Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome back to Not Without My Sister, where today we will be discussing the 2024 Grammys. And I would like to start by saying, why can our parents not turn the tones off on their phone?
Oh, so I thought that was a microwave.
No, it was one of our parents' phones. It's not enough that they were playing the Grease soundtrack as loud as it could possibly go two minutes ago.
When I went out, Mom goes, oh, you can hear that.
Oh, I heard her. She's acting like we're in a soundproof room, basically, because every room she goes into is a soundproof room for her.
Oh,
I know she's a dope, but like, seriously, the Grease soundtrack of all... Anyway, what I wanted to say was, this is the second award ceremony at which Taylor Swift has won an award and has had a man go up on stage and basically say, Beyonce should have won this award. Isn't that so shit? Like, on a public stage.
As my friend Kerry, who cried when you gave her a blanket, would say.
Poor Kerry.
It's their problem, not hers.
Crying Kerry.
Yeah, crying Kerry.
Yeah, I mean, totally their problem. But I just feel like when it happened with Kanye years ago, I don't think people were really sympathetic towards Taylor about it. Like, I think...
Oh. I think they were, but I also think that people really loved him and, like, you know, were impressed by the fact that he was saying what he had to say and blah, blah, blah. And also, I think a lot of people thought it was a bit at the time.
Oh, yeah, you have a point. But I just feel like when I saw things about it and read things about it right afterwards, when that happened with Kanye, it was back in like 2016, maybe before that. I remember people talking about how embarrassing it was for Beyonce. But not, there wasn't so much of a focus on what it was like for Taylor. You know what I mean? This time, I mean, I haven't seen very many people talking about it yet. Because obviously he didn't go up and interrupt her speech.
There are a lot of people talking about it.
Oh, what are they saying?
I'd say the reaction is very unimpressed.
Oh, good.
Yeah, very unimpressed with him. But like, also inappropriate. You're supposed to, I don't know what he was supposed to be doing. Was he supposed to be presenting something?
No, he was accepting an award for some like icon. It was like the Dr. Dre icon award or something.
Oh, that's what it was. He won. Well, then you just say thanks a lot. You talk about yourself and you sit down. And you're a man, you should be good at talking about yourself. It was totally inappropriate. But also, like, Beyonce must be used to it. Like, she married that and she stayed with that. So she must be used to being spoken on behalf of. And that I find it insulting to Beyonce. Like, I don't feel sorry for her, right?
But I agree. But from everything I've ever read or seen about Beyonce, I feel like she must have known he was going to say that. I don't think much happens in her life in public that she hasn't planned for beforehand. You know what I mean? I just don't get the impression that she would be like, oh, you know, he just went and did that like on a whim. I think she would know ahead of time.
Well, she didn't look delighted, but also we'll never know. I just thought it was absolutely crap.
It was
very
mortifying.
Tasteless. It was just... As mother would say, low class.
Yeah, it was shit. And I also thought, you know what? I mean, to each their own in a way. But I thought it was a bit weird to bring Blue Ivy up on stage with him when she's 12 years old And I mean, he was accepting an award, but it's not like she's his producer or his collaborator. Like, she's his daughter. I just feel like it feels like a very public display of what? I don't know.
Nepotism.
She's well, so young, like.
Well, she's also one of the youngest Grammy winners in her own right for being in a video with Beyoncé. And I thought that was odd as well, because normally, like, the singer gets the award, great video, Britney. Nobody goes, great video, Britney, and all your backing dancers who are also now being called Grammy winners.
Was it a video, or did she win best video for a song that Blue Ivy's voice was sampled on? I think that's what it was.
It said a video. It said best video for this song. But like, she should be not winning for being in the video. But anyway,
yeah.
We will clarify that in a little while. Blue Ivy looked great though, lovely dress.
Oh, she looked fab.
She looked 25, but she looked
12, I know.
She looked wonderful.
I literally saw her and I was like, God, she must be 16 now. How is she 16 already? And then I looked up and I was like, oh no, she's 12.
Yeah. I did something very similar. I actually thought it was Beyoncé and I was like, I have to give it to her. I hate to say it, but I was like, Beyoncé's aging backwards and looks amazing, right? And then I saw Beyoncé wearing this god-awful Pharrell
and wig.
Louis Vuitton, yeah. Obviously supporting their friend Pharrell, but it did make me think, like, Beyoncé, you're a beautiful looking woman. Now, listen, clearly, do what you will. You're the billionaire and I'm the person sitting at home unemployed with an opinion, right?
Mm-hmm.
But looking at your stunning looking daughter who looks very like you, wouldn't you think that you would just go home, take off all your makeup and your wig and come as your most natural, beautiful self, because you are beautiful.
Beyoncé is incredibly beautiful. And I have to say, having seen her in concert several times, Beatrice, she is as beautiful in real life as she appears. Well, she's as beautiful on the screens I saw her on beside the concert stage, because I was always too far away.
But I do think she's always channeling, like, she's an entertainer. Her whole thing is about performance and like channeling her inner Tina Turner or Sasha Fierce, who doesn't get a look in anymore, as we mentioned previously.
Oh no, we forgot about Sasha Fierce. I did wonder though what, because it was kind of, it reminded me of that, do you remember the Lady Gaga album that she did with Joanne on it when she wore all the Western stuff for a couple of months when she was really playing into that theme? Yeah. That's what the Beyoncé outfit reminded me of, like that Lady Gaga album. And I was wondering what Beyoncé has up her sleeve that could be on theme with that outfit.
But well, I just said 920 years old now, because I'm going to say I was looking at all of them, like her, Mariah Carey, who I thought looked great. Everybody over 30 was just caked in makeup, spidery eyelashes, could barely see a thing. And then Blue Ivy walks out looking like you're one from The Princess Bride.
Oh, she looked beautiful.
Pure, beautiful, simple. And I was like, that's it. Beautiful simplicity.
But I would say HDTV has really freaked them all out. Like, especially as you get older and you feel like then everybody's honing in on your wrinkles and like focusing on basically what's wrong with you. I would say you get really paranoid about it as you get older.
So you're suggesting that the hair and the hat were a distraction ploy, because they definitely worked. I stared at them in dismay.
I didn't know who it was. I was watching Jay-Z on stage making this speech and they kept flicking to this woman with the long blonde hair and the cowboy hat. I had to watch it twice and then I was like, oh, that's Beyoncé.
Well, you know what? Maybe it's unfair. Maybe it's not people over 30, because Dua Lipa also wears a cake ton of makeup. So do all the Jenners,
I'm going to say something controversial now. I think that might be because Dua Lipa's British. I feel like the British and the Irish women, to make a vast generalization, err on the side of more rather than less when it comes to foundation.
I don't think that is unique. I'm just saying it is a trend, right? It is a trend. All this overlining of lips. That's why I sound like a 920 something, right? Because I'm sitting here with my hair scraped back, cardigan half buttoned down my chest, like really looking great.
Looks fully
today.
Buttoned to me. You look great.
Half buttoned.
Well, it's a bit gapey over your boobs, but otherwise looks great.
Anyway, I was like, I'd love somebody to go in with a bar of soap to clean everyone's faces.
I need them to do Snog, Marry, Avoid, that Channel 4 show where they used to get, I think it was Snog, Marry, Avoid, although I can't really understand now that I say this, how this fit in with the theme, but they used to get women like they'd get a woman off the street, allegedly, right, who was a full goth, and they'd bring her home and they'd take off all her makeup and they'd be like, it took us 4 hours to take out all her piercings, this kind of shit. And then she'd turn up in like a twin set and pearls and some guy'd be like, oh, I'd definitely marry her now. Like, horrendous premise. But I did really love seeing people have all their makeup and their stuff stripped off them.
I'm
so yeah, I would
to
like
watch
to see
this.
That as well.
Yeah.
Well, I did read the other day also that Marilyn Monroe, when she came into rehearsal, used to bring with her a beautiful wafting scent of clean soap.
Oh, I thought it was Chanel number 5.
No, that was in bed.
Oh my God.
This was when she went to practice in a tiny little cardigan and high jeans.
Everything I ever believed was wrong.
Well, I was like, I then started washing my hands ferociously and myself with soap in the shower and then coming out and being like, doesn't work. So I need to find a perfume that smells of soap and spray myself in it.
I think the important thing, though, to really make your perfume last is to layer it with the body lotion.
I know you do think that, but
I think that works really well, but like the faff.
Well, I did buy Molton Brown, rhubarb and raspberry. Is it rhubarb and whatever?
Rhubarb and freesia?
No, I think it's rhubarb and raspberry.
Oh.
Rhubarb and...
Is it nice?
Oh yeah, I love it. I have the bath gel or whatever, the bath and shower gel, and then I have the body lotion. Now, you will not be surprised to hear. I feel immediately really claustrophobic.
Do you feel greasy?
No, I don't feel greasy. Although I was delighted to hear today that Mom would not eat gravy off anybody's table. And she hates when it touches anything other than anything on the plate, basically.
It was one of those moments where you're like, see, I'm not alone. The two of you across the table, like, simpering. Okay, what I wanted to say was about Beyonce and her outfit. Taylor Swift's outfit.
What's that?
Another billionaire. Well, no, like you were saying, Beyonce's a billionaire and she can do what she wants and like dress how she wants. But I just felt like Taylor looked weird.
A lot of online commentary about Taylor not looking great from a hairstyle perspective. Finally, get a haircut. Find a stylist who can cut your hair. I was like,
oh, I didn't mind the hair.
I don't mind the hair either. I think her hair is very her and like she's very... It's very kind of 20s and classic. I thought she looked nice. Her makeup was nice. I didn't necessarily love the glossy lipstick. I feel like her usual slightly more orange lipstick is a little bit more youthful.
Yeah, this one's a bit more femme fatale.
It did make me think. Now, I mean, it's Schiaparelli, right? So apparently I was like, what's the illusion here? Is it an illusion of looking nice? It felt fussy and I don't really like the white colour. It's slightly... oystery, like it's neither white nor modern white. It's like not optic, it's not a blue white, it's kind of a yellowy white, which I feel looks a bit dynasty. But I'll tell you what bothered me the most was the Alice in Wonderland rabbit pendant that she's wearing with the clock around her neck.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what I didn't like. The accessories. I actually didn't mind the dress. I didn't really care for or like, I wasn't for or against the colour. I didn't like the gloves. I didn't like the necklaces. And I didn't like the heinous peep toe shoes.
Oh,
than anything else,
I didn't like
the white tonicure.
Oh, I didn't like that.
And I also didn't like the knee popped out of the dress a la Angelina Jolie.
But as my friend said to me, my friend who is constantly going to Weight Watchers said, listen, if I had the bod for it, I'd be wearing, can't even remember the name of them next. I've never worn them. I'd be wearing
Herve Léger.
You call real hot pants. She's like, I'd be wearing denim hot pants every day if I could get away with it. And I was like, what? Fair enough.
Do you remember when Kylie came out in the spinning around video and she was wearing those hot pants, right? And everyone was like, oh my God, she looks great for her age. She was fucking 32. I read that the other day. Anyway.
Well, actually, Dad and I had a conversation about this and Mom, they're desperate. They're desperate ageists and body shamers.
I know.
Right?
Because I know.
I know a woman who likes to wear mini skirts and she's in her 50s. Right.
Oh, they hate that.
Yeah.
She's too old for a miniskirt.
Oh, she needs ridiculous. To get with the program. Yeah. If she could stop with the miniskirts.
Look at her, still wearing her miniskirts.
I think Dad's just afraid of Mom. I said, because she wears, as do I.
The trousers?
Longer skirts, not the miniskirts. And my Mom had a desperately short, Mom had some very short miniskirts, but back in the day when she was in her 20s. Anyway, I said, well, does she look bad? I said, I think she looks quite good in those miniskirts. Like, I don't know the miniskirts. Dad goes,
you could be right, Jack. She looks pretty good in them. Yeah, yeah.
I said, I wouldn't mind a pair of tights in winter. Like, I don't know that you always have to go bare-legged. But you know what? Each to their own. I actually thought Taylor looked good. The necklaces need to go.
Oh, yeah.
She needed to do a Chanel. You know, Coco Chanel said, right before
more.
You leave the well, house, take
right before
one
she left,
thing
she should
off.
Have taken three things off, four things off. The pedicure, the gloves, the shoes and the necklaces.
I actually think she looked very nice. She always looks nice. And you know, she looks very dignified and fair play to her, not jumping up on stage and giving Jay-Z a whack in the head.
That's true. And she also looked incredibly nice and happy and supportive, whether or not she was feeling it inside whenever anybody won in a category she was nominated. So like Olivia Rodrigo won at one point and she stood up and she did a big cheer for her and she was singing along when Olivia Rodrigo performed and stuff. So I do think Taylor is I mean, maybe she's not a good friend. Maybe she's not a good girl's girl, but she gives a great impression of being a good friend and a girl's girl and being supportive of other people in the industry. You know what I mean?
I mean, she's supposed to be very nice. I mean, not that I would know.
She is supposed to be lovely. But sorry, can we just get back to if you had the bod, you'd be wearing the hot pants. If I had the bod, I can't say that I wouldn't be wearing Miley Cyrus's safety pin dress.
Oh, well, I was going to say, if I had the bod, I'd absolutely be popping that knee. No problem through that dress.
But that's just, it just looks tacky. I just don't like the knee out of the dress. Reminds me of Irish bloggers.
It's the shoe.
Sorry, it does.
It's the shoe.
The shoe is awful. It's the toes as well.
The shoes are like those shoes that I lost to that dog in that house that I went back to on New Year's Eve and had to walk then down the road in Mayo.
A blessing.
I liked the gloves. I thought the whole outfit was actually quite nice. Her makeup's always nice. I thought she looked great. I mean, she's a woman now. Do you know what I thought was weird? Yeah. They're like, it's such a... I'm sure they all are like, oh, what am I going to wear that's not going to get picked apart? Or do you just go, I don't even fucking care. I like this, right? Because I watched an artist who has an Instagram account that I follow, Erin Donahue Art. I think she's from Texas. And she went to the Grammys. She said her mom's friend works with the Recording Academy and she got invited, so she got a ticket. And she was sitting way back up in the cheap seats, as you can imagine. I'm sure none of the seats are cheap. But when she took some videos, because she loves Taylor Swift, she took some videos. And in these videos, like, Taylor's standing up, everyone else is seated. A couple of other people are standing up dancing while performances are happening, but everyone else just sitting down.
Yeah.
You know, we always see the close-ups of Taylor. Taylor's having a great time. Taylor's dancing. And I was like, no, Taylor's working. Taylor's at this event, smiling,
she's performing,
nodding and performing throughout. Like, she must be wrecked. Thank God that thing's over.
I'd say you would be wrecked, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm wrecked just thinking about it.
All eyes on you for the entire night, you know, like, oh, Beyonce's hair looked terrible. Beyonce had her hair sideways. Beyonce frowned. Beatrice looked down and had a double chin. Can you imagine? No. Beatrice had a double chin start. Can you imagine? And I was also thinking...
I'd be basically like Ben Affleck at that award ceremony. Oh. We sat next to J-Lo and everyone's like, he's having a terrible time. That's just my face.
I know. Well, Taylor Swift also is getting given out to because of her alleged snub of Celine Dion.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, that she didn't basically act with great reverence when she accepted the award from Celine Dion. But then there was a photo of them backstage and she was hugging her later. So maybe she was just like...
I'm sure she was like up on
wrapped
stage.
Wrapped up in the moment.
Going... Also, here is what I was going to say about Taylor. And back to back to Jay-Z. Do you know what, Jay-Z? You can want all you want for Album of the Year, but Taylor has won it 4 times.
Hmm.
And so who's having the last laugh? You can be as rude. You're not making yourself look better. And she's still having the last laugh because she's still winning. So shove it. That's what I would say.
Before we move on from Taylor, the other thing I wanted to say was I saw people saying Taylor's in her wedding dress era. And that reminded me of the Du Moi podcast. They talked about how they think that Taylor running out onto the pitch and hugging and kissing Travis Kelce was basically akin to them acknowledging that they're engaged, because they were like, she hasn't done that much PDA for any of her exes, you know, some of whom were also famous.
But and they were basically going. But she was also quoted as saying that her exes didn't want her to, whoever her most recent ex was, your man Calvin, was it Calvin Harris?
Joe
Alwyn.
Yeah.
That he wanted to keep it very low key and secret and silent, and she did, and that now she's just going to enjoy it.
I want them to get married.
They're definitely going to get married.
Oh, great.
Your man can't spell, though. You'd have a problem with that. You used to hate people who couldn't spell.
No, he only used to not spell.
He used to not be able to spell.
Yeah, maybe he can spell now.
Well, I hope for his sake he can, because you hate bad spellers.
I actually don't know. I used to be very judgmental of bad spellers.
Really?
No, I'm on Beatrice. Okay, stop. I used to be very judgmental of bad spellers.
You're actually getting annoyed here.
No, let me tell you. I used to be very judgmental of bad spellers. And then somebody pointed out to me that it's actually really ableist and that a lot of people can't spell for whatever reason, completely beyond their control.
Oh, who pointed that out?
Somebody on Twitter.
It was me.
It wasn't you.
I pointed that out to you for years and you ignored me. Why do you care about other people's voices? Because I feel erased.
Listen, if you criticize me 100 times, how am I supposed to pick out the kernel of truth in the one criticism?
That wasn't
criticism.
I'm just discounting
all 100 of them.
That wasn't criticism. That was supposed to be help.
Unsolicited advice is criticism.
It wasn't advice. It was an observation. When you arrived in today and made so much fun of me several times and insulted me, even Dad was shocked. I don't think this is a one-way street. You arrived in, I smiled at you. I said something positive. You then snapped at me. Dad was like, what's going on? Why is Rosemary hate you so much? And I was like,
why is Rosemary hate you so much?
I was like, I don't know, Dad. She just really hates me. Then I was like, would you like some banana bread? You're like, would you like some banana bread? I was like, I'm so sorry,
that's
Rosemary.
That's not what happened.
100% that's what happened. Then I ate 3 slices of the banana bread after I gave it to you and I was really annoyed when you only ate one. Actually raging with myself for eating all that banana bread that I didn't even want.
Can we talk about Miley Cyrus's Martin Margiela.
Was it?
It was indeed. I actually thought it should have been more Paco Rabanne-esque. Apparently 30,000 safety pins went into the creation of this Tina Turner / Cleopatra melange.
Yeah, I didn't hate it. What I hate are her veneers. And I wasn't a huge fan of her hair. I felt like her hair was very Jane Fonda, but it didn't look like it went with the dress for me. I would have liked to, you know what I would have liked? I would have liked to have seen her hair up in a high pony with like a long ponytail extension a la Beyonce or something. You know what I mean? I just didn't like the hair. It was too bouffant.
She definitely does have to stretch her mouth a bit to cover her teeth, but I still think she looks great.
Oh, she looks fab. Listen, all these people look 10 times better than I could ever look. So
I'm not so hard on yourself.
No, I'm not being hard on myself, but that's
8 times.
Okay. They look amazing.
I'll tell you what I was actually thinking about this outfit. I was like, look at how perfectly those safety pins are placed over her breasts and over her, like 30,000 safety pins. I would need 30,000 for the breasts alone.
Oh no, I would need 20,000 for one breast and 30,000 for the other, and that's the problem.
Oh, the wonkiness would be very obvious. Like Billy Ray Cyrus, she looks really like her dad, like her dad's head on her own body. I thought the top was really beautiful and new and clean and looked very modern. The bottom part looked just very derivative of a Cleopatra dress, and I didn't really understand. Like, it's giving me obvious Mad Max vibes, right? It looks just like Tina Turner does the Thunderdome.
What shoes did she wear?
Oh. They look like those Vivian. Are they Vivian Westwood? Who are they? They're probably not. They're Martin Margiela.
I liked
as well.
The shoes, actually, but I'm not sure that I would have put them with that dress.
Yellow velvet hoofs. They have that like toe cleat that
you
love.
Do they? I hate that. Yeah. I just like the yellow velvet. I like the colour and the velvet.
I mean, she looks good, in fairness. She looks good. Doja Cat, with all of her tattoos, looking very impressive. A lot of nipplage there now for everybody to be looking at.
Yeah, I saw somebody saying that aureolas are very on trend now.
Her tattoos are nice.
Her tattoos are nice. Her lipstick is gorgeous. I'm not really mad about the glasses. And Billie Eilish had very similar rectangular shaped glasses. You may not be ready to move on to Billie Eilish yet, but she did and I don't like them.
What's the problem with this Grease Robin Williams mashup?
Not even Robin Williams. The top section is like St. Trinian's meets Grease at the bowling alley. The middle section is Robin Hood, Robin Williams.
This is Grease too. You know when with Michelle Pfeiffer where they have those jackets and they're at the bowling alley. There's something also though very who's that guy who wears a tie in the metal bands?
Angus Young of AC/DC. Hold on. Yeah.
This is who she's channeling.
Do you think she is genuinely channeling him?
Or do you think
this
she might
is accidental?
I think she might be channeling. I think this is because I would say she is one of the softest singers. Like her music is very soft and faint. And I think this is like she brings a lot of attitude to her clothing that isn't as apparent in her singing.
Go back to her there and look at her glasses.
Well, Doja Cat also has rectangular glasses, so it must be a trend.
I literally just said Doja Cat is wearing the same glasses as Billie Eilish and I don't like them.
I know you did.
But even if it's a trend, we can like or not like it, Beatrice.
I can just call out it must be a trend. I'm like, stop trying to police what I say.
What was it? Can I say things with my mouth?
Yeah. Can I say what I'm saying?
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And also the baggy pants, the pantaloons.
Very Angus Young, AC/DC, now that I've realized who he is.
But like, do you like it, is what I'm saying?
No, and where's her manicure? Not that everybody needs one. And I don't have one.
Oh, well, listen, I'd rather Taylor Swift had had no pedicure than those white toenails, so... Good for
her makeup
Billie.
Is nice, I'd say.
Her makeup is lovely,
Billie's
yeah.
makeup is nice.
Her makeup is lovely. And her hair always looks very fresh and great. Like, and her hair looks good.
And this is her brother, right?
That's her brother, Phineas.
And Phineas, I have to say, looks like he has just finished serving the hors d'oeuvres at the pre-party show and is now...
He just stood up and he went, lads, I'm finished.
Yeah.
See you later.
He dropped his apron into the bin.
Put on his necklace and went to the Grammys.
Put on his... Is this another watch necklace?
It's not, is it? Oh, Beatrice, you've identified another trend.
Such an arsehole. Okay, John Batiste.
I've no idea who that is.
What? Yes, you do. He's a great singer,
no,
songwriter. Okay, fine.
I don't.
Fine, you don't. He's just released a documentary with his partner who went through cancer. She's an artist. They live in Brooklyn. Huh. I read about them, I think, in... I think it was an Architectural Digest, and I was thinking I should watch it. He seems to be very interesting.
I have to say, there were a lot of people who won at the Grammys, and there were a lot of people at the Grammys that I've never heard of before. And I think it was the first like award ceremony red carpet that really made me realize I'm no longer in touch with the youth.
Oh, I've realized Victoria, that about you a long time ago.
Victoria Monet, never heard of. Killer Mike, never heard of. Although now I've heard of him because he got arrested during the Grammys. Like, a lot of people that I had not heard of.
Oh.
You want to talk about Dua Lipa?
No, Dua Lipa's dress looks hovering. Great.
Dua Lipa's dress looks great. You know who else looked great in the red carpet? Olivia Rodrigo. And like Dua Lipa, I think went for like classic, beautiful, pretty. Like didn't, because a lot of people use the Grammys to make a statement, right?
Yeah, there's some 70s sultry happening here. I'm not mad about her necklace, but it's fine. Don't love the henna coloured hair. This reminds me of like henna, basically, that I did a lot in secondary
school.
Yeah,
you did. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, she looks good. I saw her climbing on a cage. Couldn't do that. Wouldn't feel comfortable being lifted in the air on the cage and still clambering. So kudos for that, right?
So fair I play. Recently heard Ashley and Claire from Celebrity Memoir Book Club, I think it was on one of their Patreon episodes, saying that Dua Lipa became a pop star in order to become an influencer. And I thought it was very funny that like that like she released music just to become famous on Instagram.
Mark Ronson is related to Meryl Streep.
I know, he's now her son-in-law. Yeah. Who knew?
Well, I did today. I didn't like Janelle Monáe's outfit very much. I thought it was... I don't know, just like...
No, I wouldn't be a big fan of that now either. But just it just looks very pedestrian for her. Like, she usually goes for much cooler stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't look very... Although she does... It is quite statuesque. Like, she looks literally like a statue.
Mm-hmm.
It does remind me of Diana Ross. Like, she looks very Diana Ross-esque. It's a very kind of column,
yeah,
shimmer.
Yeah, that's true.
So again, I think there's a 70s vibe happening here in general.
Sorry, speaking of icons, Mariah Carey. There's one that's aging in reverse.
Well, I mean, there's also a lot of Ozempic out here in the world, right? So a lot of people looking very good. I don't know that for a fact. As in, Mariah has not personally confirmed it to me. But I thought she looked great. Yes, she did look great. And apparently went around with her hairstylist slash makeup artist who touched her up. He was her plus one at the whatever pre or post party she went to. And he had a small flashlight that every time there was a photo taken with Mariah, he shone it on her so she could have the
That's
perfect
so
lighting.
Clever.
Yeah. I do love Boy Genius, who won, I think, 3 Grammys. Is that right?
They won 3 awards. And then I think
either Boy Genius or Phoebe Bridgers alone won for a duo with SZA on a track that I'd never heard of.
And they look like they're having a great time, right? They look delighted. They're in their cool white suits. They look cool. They look fresh. They look delighted. I don't know what happened, you'll be surprised to hear, between Phoebe Bridgers and Paul Mescal, but they were the couple of my dreams. Why did they have to break up? I'm assuming she broke up with you, but again,
oh,
who knows what happened? I just wish you were back together.
Who knows? I did see Phoebe Bridgers, though, sitting in her seat as SZA was performing, standing on top of a table. And Phoebe Bridgers, I've never seen someone at an award ceremony look so delighted, like so happy and amazed. And like literally like she was sitting there, she was the human embodiment of like, wow, you know what I mean? Paris Jackson. I mean, wouldn't have known who that was, and then got a shock when I saw the caption, because again, I thought she was 11.
I have to say, it looks great. I mean, the thing that I always feel about the Grammys, though, is like, and this is now coming from my mom. This is my inner mom. Like, aren't there other people who need these awards more than these people? Like, is Taylor Swift, like, what are the, you know, this is all about apparently promoting the joy of music, keeping music going. Like, Taylor Swift doesn't need to win Album of the Year for the fourth year in a row. Like, I don't actually think she has the Album of the Year. Like, I haven't listened to all the albums that were released in this year, but I have to suspect that out there in the ether, there is an album that is more deserving, more innovative, more amazing. Like, is it just best-selling of the year makes the Grammys?
Because no, because then, to Jay-Z's point, Beyonce would have won, because especially in like one of the years that she didn't win, she had the best-selling album of the year. I think the Kanye West whole thing was like Beyonce had the best-selling album of the year. So it's not about bestsellers, but I would love to know what it's based on. Like,
well, I think it's supposed to be based on, you know, diversity and like all the musicians out there and moving like, musicality forward.
And
like the Mercury Awards even are very incestuous, but seem a little bit more eclectic than this, you know? I mean, I do think it's good that Boy Genius is in there, but I mean, Phoebe Bridgers is hardly an unknown, right? I think if she were not part of that trio, would they have won? Question.
Well, if she were not part of that trio, would any of us have even heard of them?
Question.
Yeah, like...
Kylie hopefully is just snapped at a bad angle here because she looks odd. I think her makeup is just odd.
I think Kylie has got a bit of the like Cheryl Cole circa 8 years ago where she's just got a little bit too much Botox. And I think in 3 or 4 months, she'll look gorgeous again. But like Cheryl Cole at one point did have so much like Botox and filler that her face just didn't look like her face. And I feel like that's slightly happening to Kylie. But that was her first Grammy, can you believe?
First ever?
She won her first ever Grammy for Padam Padam.
Is that about The Hunger Games? Oh, that's Panam.
Oh, that's Panem. I was like, what are you saying?
But anyway, yeah, I kind of feel like it's just not as... It's just a lot of very famous people congratulating themselves, which is a lot of what these award shows are, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you have a spare ticket, I'll go. Right, and report back and let you know if it's any good, if it's what I suspect.
You know what I would hate, though? I would hate to go and do the red carpet as a journalist or as a photographer. I would hate to be like, it's so long and boring. Even like doing it, sorry, this is like a joke, but even when I did it on the VIP Style Awards, it was Ed Sheeran. That's not a good outfit.
It doesn't even credit, you know, who it's from. Is that potentially Louis Vuitton? It looks a bit like that collection that Kids Super released at some point.
I have no idea.
Louis Vuitton. I mean,
Beatrice, I hope I wipe. Stop scrolling over it. I hope I wipe that image from my brain.
I feel that Ed Sheeran's expression there is how I would look on the red carpet. Like vaguely mortified, kind of pathetically optimistic that I'm going to look good in the photo that you eventually click. Overlit and kind of like, he looks really accepting of like, I know this is going to be really bad.
I think he looks a bit confused, actually.
Fair play to Ed. But like, you know, a big mover and shaker in the music industry, right? Has won tons of awards, has written for loads of people. I don't see him up on stage shouting that his girlfriend should have won something that somebody else has rightfully won.
Beyonce is Jay-Z's wife.
Okay, you know what I mean? I think Ed Sheeran's also married.
I know what you mean. He
is, yeah. What sense of entitlement does Jay-Z have as well that he feels like he has the right to stand up there on that stage and say that and take that from somebody? Like, it's really,
it is very entitled. But if you think about it, he had just been given this icon award. So of any moment to feel like you are entitled to say this, that would probably be the moment.
Well, I mean, you know what? You should never have that moment.
No.
I wish somebody had just strode up on the stage and said, sorry, Jay-Z, we're
going to take
that. I wish they
turned off his mic the way they did on Annie Lennox right after she said ceasefire now. And they turned off her mic. I wish they turned off his mic.
Do you know what I actually thought? I was like, a return to simplicity. When I saw Blue Ivy up there, I said, return to simplicity, please. And that's what made me feel it. But I think it was after reading Dear Ni Grifa, I'm back with Eileen Dove in the cave. I'm thinking lace, Tattersall, you know, cotton,
see,
natural.
I don't want simplicity from the Grammys. I want it to be, what is that? What's that?
Yeah, that
who are those
want?
People?
Michael Trotter Jr. and Tanya Trotter. I don't think you want that either.
Why would you take that surname? Would you not choose whatever the other surname was? Couldn't be worse than Trotter. Like, honestly, I would choose any. Anyway, my point is, I want the Grammys to be, I want it to be Bjork in that swan outfit.
Well,
you know what I mean? That's what I want from the
Grammys.
Well,
that was very polarizing. Now, this neon acid avocado green and lime green and purple transparent thing that the Trotters, that Mr. and Mr. Trotter are sporting here.
Mr. and Mrs. Trotter.
What did I say?
Mr. and Mr. Say it again. You said that sounded bad. No, say it again. This lime green.
This lime
no,
green.
No, start again. We're not
I
laughing.
Can't. This lime green ensemble. Purple monstrosity that Mr. and Mrs. Trotter are sporting.
Listen,
was where I thought to myself, please, simplicity. My eyeballs started to burn.
I think we'll wrap it up there. Beatrice has fallen off the wagon. She's lost it. We have to go. Thank you all so much for being here with us.
I could see Brandon in this outfit from Calvin Harris.
Calvin Harris looks like he just missed his appointment with the barber to get his beard fixed. Calvin Harris's beard is doing the opposite of buccal fat removal. It's giving him like around here. You
is
know
it
what
not
I mean?
Called buccal?
I'm calling it buccal.
I know you are. Oh, all right. Well,
okay. Thank you all so much for listening to Not Without My Sister. If you're not on the Patreon, that's where you'll find two extra episodes each week for the month of February. So we're getting 5 episodes a week on the Patreon. You also get this episode early and ad-free. And you get other little treats. You get a monthly book club. Who knows? Who knows what you'll get going forward? If you're not on the Patreon, we love you anyway, just slightly less.
Oh, no. Thanks for listening. We appreciate every single one of our listeners. Now, all jokes aside, what did you take away from the Grammys? What's your takeaway?
It's just further evidence that Taylor Swift is the queen of pop and will continue making billions and billions of dollars and flying everywhere in her private jet. And although I did think, actually, it was a lot more, like way more diverse in terms of winners, in terms of red carpet, than we've seen on any awards show, probably ever. So I feel like the Grammys is like doing a much better job than, say, the Oscars or the Golden Globes or the Emmys at being much more diverse, and hopefully will continue on in that vein. Although I did see somebody saying that Taylor Swift has won more albums of the year than black women have won albums of the year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which was a bit damning.
And simplicity is key, we agree.
We don't. Bye!
Not Without My Sister is recorded in studio in Fort Wayne by Don Kirkland, who also wrote our theme tune, and the original illustration is by Lindsay Nielsen.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.